Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning.
Morning.
Let's see you smile. Awesome. We want to welcome everyone in our sanctuary. We want to welcome people who are listening to us via radio broadcast. You are welcome here at the Avon United Methodist Church. We have a congregation that includes people from all backgrounds and all perspectives. You are welcome here in the presence of God because we have a common love for God and God's people. All right. Our ladies' retreat is coming up on April 22nd, and we are encouraging all the ladies to come out and be a part of this fellowship. It will be a one-day retreat, and information will be available in the back for you to register or get more information about how to get registered for that day. Any other announcements? So, at this time, what we're going to do is we're going to have our time of centering. And what I want to just encourage you is that as you are centering yourself and as we are reflecting in this Lenten season, that if anything comes to your mind, just remind yourself that, look at me, I'm alive today. Even the things that tried to take us out, mentally, physically, emotionally, just whisper as you're listening to this song, "Oh, I want to know you more." Just whisper thank you to the Lord. Let us center ourselves. Amen. Oh, bless your name, Lord. What a wonderful time to reflect on everything. As I was listening and I looked at the title of the arrangement, oh, I want to know you more. And I thought about Christ and about all of the suffering that he went through just to show us more of the Father, show us more of who God is. Let us stand for our call to worship. Our call to worship today is Psalms 32, 1 through 5. Blessed are those whose transgression is forgiven and whose sin is covered.
Blessed are those who the Lord does not hold guilty and whose spirit there is no deceit.
When I did not declare my sin, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long.
For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as I used to.
I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not hide my iniquity.
I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin.
Our hymn, Great is thy faithfulness. Our scripture readings.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Our scripture reading from the New Testament, Matthew 4, 1 through 11. The Holy Spirit led Jesus into the desert so that the devil could test him. After Jesus had gone without eating for 40 days and nights, he was hungry. Then the devil came to him and said, "If you are God's son, tell these stones to turn into bread." Jesus answered, "The scriptures say, no one can live only on food. People need every word that God has spoken." Next, the devil took Jesus to the holy city and had him stand on the highest part of the temple. And the devil said, "If you are God's son, jump off. The scriptures say, God will give his angels orders about you. They will catch you in their arms and you won't hurt your feet on the stones." Jesus answered, "The scriptures also say, don't try to test the Lord your God." Finally, the devil took Jesus up on a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms on earth and their power. The devil said to him, I will give all of this to you if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus answered, Go away, Satan. The scriptures say, Worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left Jesus and angels came to help him. This is God's word for God's people. Praise be to God.
Now we will have the gift of music by our wonderful choir. To you about the temptation of Jesus. In our scripture reading on today, we find ourselves in Matthew chapter 4. And as I was reading this and pondering over it, I said, Lord, another mountain? Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 and 11, it says to us that the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the desert. Now, some translation says that he was driven out into the wilderness instead of being led. But anytime we find ourselves in wilderness experiences, I did a little research on what a wilderness is. And a wilderness is a dry place. It's a place where it's not even isolated to a desert place. It's a place where there's no habitation, where there's no one else around. Wilderness is where you would think when you watch those movies of a man and his beard is grown long and his hair is all shabby and his clothes are all ripped and worn and torn. And you would think that, you know, he's been out there so long with no habitation and he's isolated by himself. To his own manner of thinking. And it says that he had gone without eating for 40 days and 40 nights, and he was hungry. My kids would say, well, duh. And he was out in this wilderness to be tested of the devil. I had such a good time in our prayer team meeting that I want to share this revelation with you. We came to a fair conclusion that the devil is not this little man that sits opposite of an angel on your left or right shoulder with a pitchfork and horns and a tail. But the devil is an enemy that sits in your mind. It's in your psyche. It's something that comes up. It's that low self-esteem. It's those flashback memories of maybe something in your childhood that is not so wonderful to think about. When you're in a place of desolation, when you're in a place by yourself, sometimes in the middle of the night, just to make this come alive for us all, and you're awakened with memories, and something in your head says, well, you should just call her up and curse her out. Or when you're sitting there pondering and you begin to cry because that person called you ugly or stupid. This is the wilderness experience when we're all alone and it seems like we haven't had anything to eat. And it's not just the physical food, but sometimes the spiritual food that we're starving for. And he's out there, and all of these thoughts are coming to him. He's dehydrated. He hasn't eaten anything. You know how our day goes when we haven't eaten anything. We start thinking all kinds of crazy stuff. And the devil came to him. This mindset, this way of thinking came to Christ in his humanity, because we understand that Jesus, who is the Christ, is fully human and fully divine, that the Holy Spirit indwells within him, but he's still human. Some of us have to say that to ourselves. I'm still human. And so he says, if you are the Son of God, if you really have the Holy Spirit, if God's word really resonates in you and you really have a relationship with God, and that's what I wrote in my notes, because as Mark was playing by Lord Larson, he says, oh, I want to know you more. And I said, this really connotes a relationship with the Father. This really connotes a relationship with God. And so now when we're in this wilderness experience and we call ourselves Christians and we're following the word of God to the best of our ability, here comes the devil mindset. If you're really who you say you are, prove it. If you're the Son of God, tell these stones to turn into bread. Really, Satan? He says in verse 6, if you're the Son of God, jump off of this high place in the temple. If you're really the Son of God, prove it. And a lot of times, we're not proving things to external factors. We're trying to prove it inside our own minds to ourselves, to that humanity within us, to try to prove whether or not God really lives inside of us. I'm thankful for the prayer team meeting, because we came to another conclusion. We said that without the Holy Spirit, Jesus in his humanity would have not been able to respond to something in the Spirit. You need the Spirit to respond to spiritual things. And so the enemy, who is a spirit, is coming at Jesus. And Jesus is saying, I have to renounce this kind of thinking. I have to put this kind of thinking behind me. When those flashbacks and memories come that say that I'm stupid and I'll never be anything and I'm less than, when the abuse comes back, when the loved one who died comes back, when the things that they said to me, the things that they did to me, when all of that comes back, I have to renounce the enemy. How do you do that in your humanity? Jesus responds with divinity. He responds with God's word. He says, no, I renounce you. Jesus answered, the scriptures say, no one can live on food alone. People need every word that God has spoken. How do you combat these things that come into your mind? You have to say, no, the word of God says, for it is written in the scriptures about me. It is written that my God will never leave me, never forsake me. It is written in the scriptures that even though I walk through the valley of shadows and death, that I fear no evil because God is always with me. He comes back and he says, well, you know, the scriptures say that God will give his angels order about you. They will catch you in their arms and you won't even hurt your feet on the stones. And Jesus says, well, yeah, that's true, but the scriptures also say you have to know the word of God deep down in your heart to be able to combat the mindset that comes against us, to be able to combat the humanity that lives within us. We struggle with humanity every day because guess what? We're human. Jesus says, the scriptures also say, don't test the Lord your God. Don't put God to the test. And then he takes him up, here it is, a mountain again, to a very high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of earth and their power. And the devil said to him, I'll give you all of this if you bow down and worship me. And let me just tell you that Jesus in his humanity and in his divinity had to speak with a certain level of identity and authority. And he really, I believe he probably would have cursed if he could. Because we have to get to a place where we get so frustrated with the enemy tormenting us in the sleepless nights to where we say, go away, Satan. Now, who is he talking to? He's in the wilderness. There's nobody else out there. Get thee hence. Get out of here. You have to use the authority of God's word that is already resonating in you to get rid of that mindset that comes to torment you in the hours of wilderness. The scriptures say, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. And we came to the conclusion that only the word of God can resist and renounce the devil. Only the truth can dispel lies. There's a part in the Bible in Peter that says, submit to God and resist the devil. Let me tell you, in our humanity, we can't resist the devil on our own. We have to have the scriptures. We have to have the spirit of God's word resonating inside of us. We have to have that life experience to know that God's word is true, it's alive, it's breathing, it's effective, it is with us always. And not only is it with us, it's in us. And after Jesus and his humanity spoke with the authority of his divinity, it says that the devil left and then angels came to help him. When I look upon this congregation, I see angels all around. And I want to encourage you and just tell you that no matter what personal struggle you may be facing, no matter what mental, psychological disorientation you may be going through, the psalm that we read today says that when I did not declare it, when I did not say anything about it, when I did not let people know or let God know that I was going through this thing, I wasted away through my groaning. But when I acknowledged the truth and I did not hide from God, the Lord touched me. And people can come and send angels. He can send angels to your aid. Now, my disclaimer is, don't tell them all your business. But when you need a little help, you can pray in the Spirit by speaking the Spirit of God's word, by speaking God's word over your life. And if you have a little trouble with that, you say, well, Pastor, I don't know God's word so much. I don't know it all. Get with our prayer team who have been reading and who have been praying and have some practice, and let them pray with you in the Holy Spirit so that you both can resist and renounce the tactics of our enemy, the devil. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. At this time, we will have our hymn, Have Thine Own Way. Today, and I want to share it with you. I got something that says smile. And as soon as I get a back on it, I'm gonna pin it to my robe, and every time that you see it, you have to smile and let your light shine. Receive now our benediction. Go forth in peace. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And don't forget to
smile.
God bless you. You are dismissed.
This has been Renounce with Pastor DJ Robinson for March 5th, 2017. DJ explores the story of the temptation of Jesus in the wilderness. What are our wilderness experiences, both physical and spiritual? How do we prove the power of Jesus to others and sometimes to ourselves? We can't resist the devil on our own. We need the word resonating inside of us to equip us for all of life's daily challenges.
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.